This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison, and good morning, everyone. Authorities in Atlanta are urging downtown workers to telecommute if they possibly can after storms Friday and Saturday made a mess of the central city. The violent weather included the first tornado in downtown's history. Two storms killed two people in the state. Damage in the metro Atlanta area is estimated at $150 million. The lights are back on throughout most of the city, but officials say pedestrians and motorists should stay out of the district so the cleanup and repairs can go faster. Vice President Cheney has made an unannounced visit to Iraq as part of a wider tour of the Middle East. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports from Baghdad.
The vice president arrived just as the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, Senator John McCain, was wrapping up his own quick visit to Baghdad. Both men have thrown their weight behind a U.S. troop buildup aimed at giving the Iraqi government some room to beef up reconciliation between majority Shiites and minority Sunni Muslims here. McCain's stop was characterized as a fact-finding mission in connection with his responsibilities on the Senate Armed Services Committee. U.S. officials said Cheney is here to see what kind of progress has been made since he last came to Iraq a year ago. The vice president's schedule is being very closely held for security reasons. Officials would only say that he is scheduled to meet with the commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, General David Petraeus, and the Iraqi prime minister and president.
That was NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reporting from Baghdad. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is heading to Moscow for talks with Russian leaders about establishing missile defense sites in Europe. He'll be joined by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Russia objects to the American plan for defense installations in Poland and the Czech Republic, saying it poses a security risk. Gates told reporters on board a military flight earlier today that the U.S. has already put plenty of proposals on the table for the Russians to consider and said, quote, "Now it's time for them to reciprocate." Two astronauts from the space shuttle Endeavour head out on another spacewalk tonight. They'll do more assembly work on a $200 million robot outside the International Space Station. Pat Duggins of NPR member station WMFE reports.
Rookie astronaut Bob Behnken will team up with veteran spacewalker Rick Linehan to work on the robot called Dexter. Linehan has made the two previous spacewalks to assemble the robot from pieces stored in Endeavour's cargo bay. Tonight, the astronauts will install a tool belt and a storage tray on Dexter. Behnken says problems with building Dexter up to now have been resolved.
When we tried to assemble the arms, we had a little bit of trouble getting some of the fasteners loose to install the arms onto Dexter. But we overcame that as well, and so now Dexter's up and running.
Dexter's job is to replace spacewalkers on certain tasks outside the space station. NASA already has plans to use the robot to change batteries near a set of solar panels.
Pat Duggins of member station WMFE. That's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison?
Thank you, Laura.